Hello everyone and welcome back to Generation Climate, the GC podcast. I am Laura and this episode will be about the EU taxonomy.
Have you had the EU taxonomy before, but never quite had the chance to explore its meaning? Let's dive into it. The EU's Green Deal legislation launched in 2019 and is meant to transform the polluting and fossil-dependent European market to a circular and decarbonise economy by 2050. To get to carbon neutrality, the EU estimates that at least 1 trillion euros via the European Green Deal investment plan need to be mobilised to support sustainable investment in the next decade, which will come from the EU budget, but also from public and private investors. To direct investments in the right direction, the EU needs to establish a clear definition of what green actually is and what can be considered as a sustainable activity. That's where the EU taxonomy regulation comes in. The EU taxonomy regulation establishes a list of environmentally sustainable economic activities, such as activities that produce low carbon emissions. It considers that an activity is defined as a sustainable when it produces under 100 grams of carbon per kilowatt hour. Entered into force in July 2020, the EU taxonomy regulation will obligate companies from 2022 to report on how and to what extent their activities are aligned with the provided environmentally sustainable definition. The Commission's strategy is to publish the taxonomy through scheduled delegated acts with the advice of the Platform of Sustainable Finance. Currently, delegated acts for the two first objectives, climate change action and climate change mitigation, adopted in April 2021. The other four, sustainable use and protection of water and marine resources, transition to a circular economy, pollution prevention and control, protection and restoration of biodiversity and ecosystems, are expected to be adopted by the end of 2021 and will be applicable from 2023 onwards. We interviewed Sarah Lockman, who is head of sustainability at Greenonomy, and Mehdi Ferron from EFI Finance to give us their opinions on the concrete application of the taxonomy so that you can better understand it.
So after discussing the legislative framework, we will now discuss the application of the European taxonomy for companies and financial actors.
So we have two speakers with us today who are Sarah Lockman, Head of Sustainability at Greenomy, which is a sustainability software to prepare EU taxonomy, SFDR, CSRD reports. So hello, Sarah. And we have Mehdi Ferron, who is a consultant in responsible investments at EFI Finance, an extra financial analysis and consulting agency that assists its clients in the management of risks and opportunities related to sustainable development. They both help companies to publish their EU taxonomy report. So hello to you both. So can you introduce yourself and explain your role in the preparation of the EU taxonomy report? So maybe Sarah Lockman, you can start.
Thank you for having this opportunity to participate to your intervention and podcast. So yeah, I'm Sarah Lockman, Head of Sustainability at Greenomy, which is a Belgian software company providing a collaborative sustainability platform for corporates, banks, asset managers, in order to collect, evaluate, and report their taxonomy alignment and SFDR compliance.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. Yes, my name is Mehdi Ferron, and yes, I'm a responsible investment consultant at EFI Finance, a French extra financial analysis and consulting agency. As for my link with the taxonomy, I first have dedicated my university thesis in European law to the study of the taxonomy in 2019. And today, my colleagues and I are working to support companies and especially investors in implementing the requirements of the taxonomy.
So how will you define the EU taxonomy and what will taxonomy bring to sustainable finance?
Well, actually, there is a massive gap between the amount of investment needed to make the climate transition happen and what is occurring today. And clearly, the EU taxonomy is quite a positive initiative to reinforce the need to redirect money towards sustainable projects by providing companies, investors, and policymakers with appropriate definitions for which economic activities can be considered environmentally sustainable or not. And it will certainly create transparency and clarity on the sustainability of investments. Another point, I think that the EU taxonomy can strengthen the small and medium corporates in their green transition and improve their business resilience and financing conditions.
Yes, Sarah gave a good rationale to what is the point of the taxonomy. And if we have to define simply what is the taxonomy, it's simply a regulation defining what is a green economic activity. It first affects companies, which must declare the green part of their activities, notably through their turnover. And secondly, financial actors must disclose the proportion of their investments that finance these same green activities.
And what do you think of the influence of lobbies on the taxonomy?
That's a good question. Interest groups, they are positioning themselves on the taxonomy. Two actions by interest groups have to be distinguished with regard to taxonomy. The strongest opposition was felt when the possibility of a broad taxonomy began to emerge. That is, a classification of economic activities that have a strong negative impact on the environmental objectives of the European Union. You can understand that for the actors involved in these activities, a broad taxonomy would be a terrible blow for certain industries, and of course for the financial actors who finance these same activities. To give an example, the NGO Influence Map has listed several lobbies of financial actors opposing to this broad taxonomy. Nevertheless, Influence Map points out that other major financial actors have taken a position in favor of such a taxonomy, including, for instance, AXA, Aviva, or Allianz. Other actors could argue for their activity to be included in the taxonomy framework. This is particularly the case in the energy sector, including, for instance, gas or nuclear, but it's another debate.
Yeah, indeed, regarding the brown taxonomy, it could be a fail of the EU taxonomy objective if they will integrate this type of nuclear or gas activities in the taxonomy. But the objective of the taxonomy is really to facilitate access to funding for both and private sector, and we cannot deny the presence of such actors in oil and nuclear. So we need also to provide them a chance to do a transition to more sustainable and clean energy and clean activity as well. So we already saw lobbying across the first delegated act, where some criteria were changed, the thresholds were lower than the ones published by the technical expert group. But I think that we need also to give a chance to these companies so we can bring everyone together in order to attend and to attend this sustainability goals, which will be in 2050 by 2050 to be carbon neutral. So we need them as well.
Taxonomy is often criticized by financial actors because they find it hard to do. What is your point of view on the subject?
The taxonomy principle, from an external point of view, does not seem to present any difficulty. It consists of environmental data collection and transparency work. In practice, it is the most difficult regulation in the sustainable finance regulatory series to implement. Let's just look at the first environmental objective of the taxonomy, climate change mitigation. There are three broad categories of alignment to the taxonomy of an activity to the first objective. One, an activity can be automatically aligned to the taxonomy, for instance, wind generation. wind power generation. Two, an economic activity can be aligned to the taxonomy through both compliance with a series of European regulations and directives and positioning within the sector among the top 10, the top 15% in terms of environmental performance, as for several real estate related activities. And third, an economic activity can be aligned with the taxonomy when it falls below a certain carbon emission threshold, and this is the case for cement, steel or aluminium manufacturing. You can see where the difficulty lies. The first is the access of the data enabling companies to position themselves in relation to the various thresholds of the taxonomy. The second one stems from the skills required for these actors. As I often summarize it, taxonomy requires professionals in one field to be both European lawyers and environmental engineers. And not all companies or investment management companies have the human or financial resources to dedicate this for this long compliance work.
Indeed, it's a very complex regulation, and we noticed that during our discussions with banks, insurance companies, asset managers and PE firms, the availability of this environmental data and the good quality of data is seen as one of the main challenges to implement the EU taxonomy. But regarding this, I think that banks and financial institutions in general will play an integral part in channeling the required investments to achieve carbon neutrality goals. And to do so, implementing the EU taxonomy is an exercise that involves multiple components and has for sure a degree of complexity, as said by Mehdi. And from my previous experience in regulatory and compliance, it will take some time to get used to these changes, as was the case with IFRS for the accounting part and any other new regulation. So it's all going to take time, but investors and banks need to take action now. And it's important to note that the taxonomy is designed to be a dynamic tool that would change over time. And here's come really the role of startups, fintechs, and sustainable platforms such as Greenomy or any other sustainable platform to provide technology and advanced tools to keep up with all these challenges. But it's definitely a positive initiative, the EU taxonomy for the financial sector.
And so what should the EU taxonomy report include?
The application of the EU taxonomy differs on whether you are a corporate, a bank, an asset manager, etc., but also which type of investments, which means a project, an asset, a share of portfolio. So all this needs to meet the four criteria. So we need to be eligible, which means the activities need to be taxonomy eligible to contribute to one of the six environmental objectives. For the time being, we have only climate change mitigation and climate change adaptation that have been adopted and will apply from January 1st, 2022, so just around the corner. And at the beginning of 2023, the remaining four objectives, which are water conservation, circular economy transition, pollution prevention, and biodiversity protection, will apply. Then the second criteria is to demonstrate the alignment. So by showing that the project doesn't harm the other five objectives, and finally comply with the MSS requirements, which are the minimum social safeguards where the companies need to guarantee that they are aligned with the OECD guidelines and the UNGPs. The output of all this taxonomy screening is the percentage of taxonomy alignment of the company by turnover, which are the revenues, CapEx, capital expenditures, and OPEX, which is the operating expenses. So this is the three main taxonomy KPIs that the companies need to report as from next January.
Yes, Sarah presented what company has had to do with the taxonomy. Let's maybe now focus on what financial actors must do to comply with the taxonomy. The taxonomy related obligations for financial actors are set out partly in the delegated acts to the taxonomy too, and partly in the regulatory technical standards of the sustainable finance disclosure regulation. In each of their portfolios, financial actors must identify their investments in activities aligned with the taxonomy. You can see the implication of this work. The first one is that financial actors are completely dependent on the disclosure of the companies they finance. And the second one is that financiers have to perform a calculation that at first sight seems complex. They have to calculate the percentage of the taxonomy alignment of their portfolio based on both the proportion of taxonomy alignment of each of the assets they finance relative to the weight of each asset in their portfolio. As a result of this calculation, financial actors will have to highlight the percentage of alignment with the taxonomy of their portfolio. They should, of course, repeat this operation for each of their portfolios.
So to follow up on what you say, can you tell us in a few words what improvements should be made to the taxonomy?
In principle, I do not think that the taxonomy needs improvement. It meets a need for standardized identification of green activities and green investments. This alone will make it almost impossible for a company or financial actors to engage in what we call greenwashing. What matters now are all the policies that can emerge from the taxonomy. These are the so-called green supporting factors or brown penalizing factors. The taxonomy is not, in theory, a regulation to create obligations to finance green activities or to subsidize environmentally responsible companies. Nevertheless, it will make it much easier for policies to support green activities or to make green financing more flexible.
Well, from a practical point of view, as we observe with our clients, some improvements need to be done to the EU taxonomy, which is, I'm thinking that policymakers should continue working with the different stakeholders and really engage with specialist sector professionals to develop more practical guidance to the complete spectrum of the EU taxonomy users, but also in the real life application for companies of identifying the eligible activities. For instance, we found that there is a mismatch between the NACE codes in the taxonomy and the ones used within the company. So I think it needs clearer matching with classifications that are currently used by corporates and data providers to make it easier for companies to identify their activities, to select the environmental objective that contributes to it, and then be able to do the taxonomy screening.
Thank you very much. Is there a subject that we haven't bordered that you wanted to talk about, maybe?
Maybe we could make some precision on what is and what is not the taxonomy. Taxonomy is a classification of environmentally sustainable economic activities and not a list in which financial actors must invest. So quite innocently, we should say that taxonomy is not going to initiate a big movement to fund sustainable activities. Nevertheless, in the first instance, the taxonomy will force companies and financial actors to apply a new system of transparency of unprecedented ambition. And companies will have to be able to declare this proportion on a European basis, which will create a new language in the European Union.
Yeah, I think that really, despite the complexities around the EU taxonomy implementation whatsoever, is seen as a positive initiative, as it will bring a lot of transparency and really strengthens the financial sector to fight greenwashing. So it can be very useful for them to I think redirect all the financing and investment decisions. So it's up now to the financial sector to adopt the EU taxonomy, because we have a huge objective to accomplish by 2050.
So thanks to Sarah Lachman and Mehdi Ferron for their input on the application of the EU taxonomy in the private sector. We'll now focus on the regulatory part of the EU taxonomy with Emmanuel Kachrakis, member of the Platform on Sustainable Finance at the EU Commission.
We have just seen that the European taxonomy has an important role in sustainable finance and that it is a major tool in the daily life of several private sector actors. Today, we have the honor to welcome Mr. Emmanuel Kachrakis, Secretary General at the European Recycling Industries Confederation. Hello, Mr. Kachrakis. You are a main player at the European Commission and the European Economic and Social Committee. You have also an impressive background inside the EU, member of the Expert on Support Circular Economic Financing, and member of the High-Level Steering Group of the European Innovation Partnership on Raw Materials. And you have more recently joined the Platform of Sustainable Finance, and you are also an active member of the Coordination Group of the European Circular Economic Stakeholder Platform. Can you present the European Recycling Industry Confederation and the Platform on Sustainable Finance of the European Commission?
Yes, first of all, thank you for having me. UREC is a federation of national recycling federations. We also do have some recycling companies who are active and direct members, and we represent the recycling industry at European level. So we are a lobby group. We work for the interest of different types of waste streams which are being recycled. So metals, paper, plastics, tires, textiles, e-waste, and ELVs. And our job is indeed to advocate the interest of recycling before the European institutions, but also to provide technical expertise on different topics which are touching upon recycling, from the different processes that are being used to turn a waste into raw materials, to standardization, or as you rightly introduced, sustainable finance. I would like just to mention I'm not working for the Commission or for the European institutions. I'm an expert in different groups, including the Platform Sustainable Finance. And this is part of the technical expertise that we provide as part of our mission.
Okay, thank you. And how can sustainable finance contribute to the circular economy at the EU level?
So it's a very important and interesting question. Well, the background is the fact that there is a real interest from the financial sector to basically contribute to transition towards a circular economy and towards actually a more sustainable economy. And on the other hand, we absolutely know that if we want to transition towards the objectives set by the European Green Deal and the new Circular Economy Action Plan, we must make sure that finance is going to be used to finance that transition. And the objective of the taxonomy, I know it's a word that basically might look a bit complex, but it's a word that is self-explanatory at the same time, is to create a classification system according to which economic activities are supporting the transition towards sustainability, towards circular economy. And you have in the taxonomy regulation, which is basically the mother instrument, six environmental objectives, according to which economic activities are going to be or not classified as sustainable. The regulation in itself, without entering too much into details, is going to set the framework. And then the criteria according to which very specific economic activities are not going to meet those six environmental objectives are to be set in so-called delegated acts. And this is where the experts of first the TEG, there was another platform before the Platform of Sustainable Finance, and now the Platform of Sustainable Finance is basically advising the European Commission in setting those more technical criteria according to which economic activities are going to support one or the other or many different environmental objectives which are being set in that taxonomy regulation. So clearly the taxonomy regulation is here to be a classification system which is going to basically make sure that a project, an investment, or that financial instruments which want to invest into basically sustainable activities are going to be to meet those criteria. And that obviously when an industry wants basically to invest in a project and be eligible against the objective set by the taxonomy regulation, that is going to meet or not the very specific criteria that are being set in those, we call them delegated acts, but those are acts which are there to implement basically the environmental objective set by the regulation at economic activity level. So I hope I was not too complex, but
Okay, no, it's fine, thanks.
Yes, you say that you were an expert inside the European Commission. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
So, there are different expert groups that the European Commission is setting, and actually there are many for different types of topics. There are the ones that I know the best are, for instance, on eco-design, on standardization, and here obviously on sustainable finance. And here those groups are made of a combination of different stakeholders. So basically you have NGOs, you have industries, you have financial institutions, such as, for instance, the European Investment Bank, that is part of the platform of sustainable finance. And the role that we have is basically precisely to advise the European Commission in devising those so-called technical screening criteria. To get a bit more into the details of what I've said, we have that taxonomy regulation. We do have in the taxonomy regulation six environmental objectives on climate, on circular economy, on biodiversity, so far and so on. And we have to set to be able to make sure that the taxonomy is operational, those so-called technical screening criteria according to which an economic activity, for instance, recycling, is going to support climate mitigation or the circular economy. And our job is within that platform to give very detailed advice, so basically propose technical screening criteria to the European Commission, who is then going to go through a process of public consultation, of reviewing, and which is then going to draft or finalize the drafting of technical screening criteria, go through potentially another public consultation, and then go through the final endorsement that comes from the Council and the European Parliament. This is what has been done for the two delegated acts which are already out on climate mitigation, on climate basically, and climate adaptation. And this is also what's going to happen for the remaining environmental objective, including the circular economy, in the weeks and months to come.
Okay, and you have just spoken about technical criteria. Can you give one example of a technical criteria related to the EU taxonomy on circular economy on a specific activity?
Well, sure. I mean, the ones on circular economy are not yet finalized. There was a public consultation launched during the summer based on a draft that we've been working on for nearly a year. But if we look, for instance, at recycling, when it comes to technical screening criteria, there will be technical screening criteria on separate collection to make sure that when either public authorities or companies want basically to invest in separate in collection systems, those collection systems are going to support separate collection of waste. Separate collection of waste being very important to prevent that when you are going to, if you are going to mix and you bin different type of waste, they are going to cross-contaminate each other, and the likelihood and the ability for them to be able to be recycled afterwards is going to diminish, and especially for instance, paper or textiles or plastics, which are more prone to so-called cross-contamination. So if you are going to mix paper with a lot of moisture, or if you are going to put textiles in your bin with basically food waste, you are not going to be able to compost, and you are not going to be able to recycle your textile. And to be frank, if you want to go more into the details, you can already see what was put forward in the public consultation which is publicly available, with the documents publicly available during the summertime, summer 2021. And here there were already the criteria being proposed, which have been reviewed, so they will not be identical, but you have already a very detailed glimpse of what those technical screening criteria are going to be framed. I'm not going to say that they will be the same, no, because there has been a review process which is ongoing, but the framework is already out there.
Okay, thank you very much. As taxonomy is our main concern, can you tell us how can taxonomy help the circular economy?
Yeah, so I think I've partly answered the question, but again, the entire objective is really to support the fact that the financial sector is going to have a taxonomy, thus a classification of what are more sustainable investment than others. Saying that, you know, you have to stop all investments and only support sustainable investments might be a bit too far-reaching, but to avoid greenwashing, we absolutely must make sure that we have a kind of a common language, a common dictionary of what it means to make sustainable investments. And then there is, to be frank, you know, I'm not a financial expert. My job, I'm here as part of the platform on sustainable finance, was really to work on the criteria for waste and for material recovery. But here is really to make sure that the financial sector has a classification system, which is going to give indication of what are sustainable investments versus what are not sustainable investments, so that we speak a kind of a common language. Point number two, we also know that certain public investors are going to either exclusively finance or finance significantly more activities which are taxonomy aligned. It's an expression we kind of use extensively, which means basically economic activities or investment in industrial projects which are meeting the criteria set in the Delegated Act. So it's also a way for the public sector and public money to direct its funding towards activities which are basically more sustainable, and also to have, as I said, a kind of common understanding of what is sustainable versus what is not, to diminish actually so-called greenwashing, where you see that a few things are being labeled or classified as sustainable, and when you look at them with more details, you discover that it's not the case. I think this is really I would say first a work in progress, because the regulation is out there, the first delegated acts have been published. The first project using the taxonomy are being financed, but we are not yet done. We are still expecting the remaining delegated acts to be published. And I hope that we will be able to have a much clearer idea of the real impact the taxonomy is going to have in the years to come.
Yes, we know that greenwashing is a huge problem. And as young people, we want to have a concrete impact on global warming. So what can we do to have a more concrete impact on global warming in terms of sustainable finance and circular economy?
You know, I that's a question that is, I'm still considering myself as not being too old, though I'm not of your generation. First thing is really to raise awareness. I think that we know now that both how individual behavior and how collective behavior is having an impact on sustainability, on global warming, both at local level, national level, and global level. I frankly speaking do hope that we as I'm not sure that we belong to the same generation, but that right now, since we know that the taxonomy is out there, that especially in our relationships to financial institutions, that we can spread the word about the fact that it's much better to invest into sustainable products and sustainable investments than into non-sustainable investments, but more globally, because again, the sustainable finance is a work that is unfolding right now. What is really absolutely essential is to make sure that we raise awareness about the impact that we have as human beings, but at the same time that we don't lose track of what is the end game. The end game is to transform the economy into and decouple our growth from our impacts on the environment, because we know that to have social stability, to have democracy, we need to have jobs. We need to have jobs in Europe. So it means that we need to have industries that we need to be able to produce, but we need to decouple that production from our environmental impacts. And this is all basically the, I would say, the difficulty of making sure that we are going to put products in the market that are more sustainable. And obviously, sustainable finance has a key role to play in making sure that the investments are going to flow into more sustainable activities. But we as citizens, we also have a key role to play in making sure that we are going to make more sustainable choices. So the objective is really beyond sustainable finance. Sustainable finance is going to play a hopefully an important role, but then there is also consumer awareness, so citizens' awareness. And I think here, as an NGO for climate gathering young people, this is absolutely essential to educate people about making more sustainable choices, and also basically keep working with public authorities. I represent an industry, so I'm very clear on that. It's not about, you know, it's we need industries in Europe, about basically saying we need obviously to have sometimes tax breaks, so, you know, lower taxes on products that have a much better environmental footprint, that we need obviously to support better design, that we need to have there an entire range of measures that have to be taken to be in a position to make this transition happen. So it goes beyond sustainable finance, but sustainable finance is obviously important in that framework.
Okay, thank you. And what are the future goals of this taxonomy, of this EU taxonomy?
So again, the future goals is to make sure that finance is going to support the transition towards the European Green Deal and the new Circular Economy Action Plan. The grand objective, without going at economic activity level, is to make sure that there is a common understanding of what is a sustainable investment to help the financial sector basically to invest primarily into those sectors, and also for basically economic sectors to raise the bar and basically when investments are being made, try to invest into economic activities which are meeting the criteria that are being set. Telling that the taxonomy regulation and the criteria as they have been proposed are, you know, perfect? No, it's not the case. There will be a lot of room for improvement in the years to come. But you need to start somewhere.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on the EU taxonomy, and we hope that you have now a better understanding of what the EU taxonomy is and how it is applied.